Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon citizens to imbibe ideals of constitution into behavior and work towards achieving goal of developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates nation's resolve that every terror organization that challenges India's security will be given a befitting reply. Nation pays homage to Bravehearts of 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. New Delhi urges authorities in Bangladesh to ensure safety and security of Hindus and all minorities. Election Commission announces by-polls to 6 vacant Rajya Sabha seats on December 20th. And Syed Modi International 2024 Badminton Tournament begins in Lucknow. President Draupadi Murmu has urged citizens to imbibe the ideals of the Constitution in their behavior, fulfill the fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. Addressing a grand event organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark Constitution Day today, President Murmu described the Indian Constitution as a living and a progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of social justice and inclusive development. We have a report.
The President said, as per the Constitution, it is the duty of the executive, legislative and judiciary to work together to make the lives of common people comfortable. Lauding the passing of Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam related to reservation of women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies, she said it has created a new era of women empowerment.
Women-led development ki soch ko yathat roop dena samajik nyay ke samvidhanik adarsho ko prapt karne ke liye anivarya hai. Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam dwara हमारे लोकतंत्र में महिला सशक्तिकरण के एक नए युग की शुरुआत की गई है.
In his address, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, India thrives with remarkable economic growth, widespread digital adoption, and all these are getting international recognition.
As we commemorate the 75th anniversary, let us commit to building a more vital collective consciousness of our constitution that binds us as people, promotes progressive nation building ideas while shielding us from the consequences of sectarian perspectives.
In his address, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the Indian Constitution is the result of years of penance, sacrifice, ingenuity and strength of people of the country.
Hamara Samvidhan hamare varshon ki tap, tyag, vidyata, samarth aur shamta ka parinam hai. Isi kendriya kaksh mein lagbhag 3 varshon ke kathin parishram ke baad unhone desh ki bhougolik aur samajik vividhataon ko ek sutra mein bandhne wala samvidhan banaya.
During the event, the President released a commemorative coin and a stamp dedicated to the 75th anniversary of adoption of the Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers, leaders of opposition in both Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha, members of Parliament and other dignitaries attended the event. With Divakar and Jeevan, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's resolve to give a befitting response to any terror organization challenging the nation's security. Mr. Modi was addressing the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court this evening.
हम लोकतंत्र के महत्वपूर्ण पर्व का जो स्मरण कर रहे हैं उस समय ये भी नहीं भूल सकते कि आज मुंबई में हुए आतंकी हमले की भी बरसी है. इस हमले में जिन व्यक्तियों का निधन हुआ उन्हें मैं अपनी श्रद्धांजलि देता हूं. मैं देश का ये संकल्प भी दोहराता हूं कि भारत की सुरक्षा को चुनौती देने वाले हर आतंकी संगठन को मुंह तोड़ जवाब दिया जाएगा.
The Prime Minister said that the Constitution has lived up to every expectation and need of the country and serves as a guiding light for citizens. Mr. Modi remarked that it was due to the Constitution's strength that it has been fully implemented in Jammu and Kashmir.
हमारा संविधान हमारे वर्तमान और हमारे भविष्य का मार्गदर्शक है. बीते 75 वर्षों में देश के सामने जो भी चुनौतियां आई हैं हमारे संविधान ने हर उस चुनौती का समाधान करने के लिए उचित मार्ग दिखाया है. इसी कालखंड में आपातकाल जैसा समय भी आया और हमारे संविधान ने लोकतंत्र के सामने आई इस चुनौती का भी सामना किया. हमारा संविधान देश की हर जरूरत हर अपेक्षा पर खरा उतरा है. संविधान से मिली शक्ति की वजह से ही आज जम्मू कश्मीर में भी बाबा साहब का संविधान पूरी तरह लागू हुआ है.
On this occasion, the Prime Minister also released the annual report of the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. UN Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said, "The Indian Constitution is the fundamental base of unity, integrity and development of India." Chief Justice of India Justice Sanjeev Khanna said, "Today the nation honours this historic occasion not merely as a celebration of adoption of the Indian Constitution, but as an ode to a living and breathing document."
It is our pledge to honour, uphold and protect the Constitution of India as its trustee and custodian. The Constitution bestows upon the Constitutional Court the power of judicial review. This enables us to strike down amendments to the Constitution, the legislation, the executive policy, administrative and quasi-judicial decisions. We entertain public interest litigation, initiate suo motu cases, appoint amicus curiae to aid our decision making.
Serving and former judges of the Apex Court were present on the occasion, among others. The program is organized by the Supreme Court. The nation is remembering the martyrs of 2008 Mumbai terror attacks today. President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to the brave hearts who lost their lives in 2611 terror attacks. In a social media post, the president said, "The nation is grateful and salutes its valiant security personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting countrymen." For details, we have a desk report.
Expressing solidarity with the families of the brave hearts of 2611 terror attacks, President Draupadi Murmu said, "This is also the day to reiterate that India remains firmly committed to defeating terrorism in all its forms." In Mumbai, Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, accompanied by Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar, paid tributes to the martyrs on the 16th anniversary of the 2611 terror attacks. On 26th of November in 2008, 10 terrorists of Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba arrived by sea in Mumbai and attacked different locations in the city, in which 166 people were killed and over 300 were injured during a 60-hour siege. Several years have passed since the deadly attacks in Mumbai, and Pakistan has yet to take action on the multiple dossiers shared by India. None of the prime accused in the case have been prosecuted so far. Swati Rakheja, News Desk.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including the right of freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said it has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to spokesperson of the Bangladesh Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jyoti Chinmoy Krishna Das. It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. MEA said there are several documented cases of arson and looting of minorities' homes and business establishments, as well as theft and vandalism and desecration of deities and temples. The Election Commission today announced by-polls to 6 vacant seats of Rajya Sabha. 3 seats are from Andhra Pradesh and 1 each from Odisha, West Bengal and Haryana. The notification for the by-polls will be issued on the 3rd of December, and nominations can be filed until the 10th of this month. Polling and counting will be held on the 20th of December. Union Minister for Home and Corporation Amit Shah today said that it is the resolve of the Union Government to make India the third largest economy by 2027, and the Ministry of Corporation will play a stellar role in this glorious journey. Mr. Shah was addressing the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the National Federation of State Cooperative Banks Limited, NAFSCOB, in New Delhi this evening.
हमने लक्ष्य रखा है कि 2027 में देश का अर्थतंत्र दुनिया में तीसरे नंबर का अर्थतंत्र बने, परंतु सहकारिता मंत्रालय की स्थापना का उद्देश्य भी ये है कि एक और तो हम दुनिया के तीसरे नंबर के अर्थतंत्र के स्थान पर पहुंचे और साथ ही साथ 140 करोड़ लोगों की सुखाकारी की भी चिंता. हम ऐसा आर्थिक विकास नहीं चाहते जिस आर्थिक विकास से देश तो बहुत प्रगति कर जाए और देशवासी पिछड़े. हम सम विकास चाहते.
Owing to the deep depression, which is expected to become Cyclone Fengal in the southwest Bay of Bengal, the Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rain in the coastal and delta districts of Tamil Nadu for the next 2 days. Storm warning signals have been hoisted at Chennai, Kaddalore, Nagapattinam, Ennore, Puducherry and Karaikal ports. We have more from a correspondent.
Six SDRF teams have been pre-positioned in Tiruchi and Dindigul and two NDRF teams in Chennai and Tirunelveli. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has directed senior officials of the government to monitor the situation and work closely with all the departments to ensure necessary relief efforts. A 24-hour control center at Chennai will actively engage with the district authorities and implement remedial measures immediately. Fishermen in the deep sea have been asked to move to nearby fishing harbors. People have been advised to contact the emergency helpline 1070 and WhatsApp number 9445-869-848. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
At the 55th International Film Festival of India, the centenary session, Aasman Se Aaya Farishta, Mohammad Rafi, the King of Melody, drew a captivated crowd at Kala Academy in Panjim, as hundreds gathered to hear the renowned panel of Sonu Nigam, Subhash Ghai, Anuradha Podwal and Shahid Rafi, all united to celebrate the late legendary singer. Sonu Nigam paid a heartfelt tribute to Mohammad Rafi by performing several of the legendary singer's iconic songs in his soulful voice. He also reflected on Rafi's extraordinary gift to instill emotions into every note, breathing life into the characters he sang for.
Rafi sahab ne jo rasta pakda, wo tha gaane mein adaigi ka. Agar aapko language bhi na pata ho, Urdu Hindi nahi pata ho, to bhi aapko pata hoga ye gaana sad hai. ये गाना खुशी है यहाँ पे किसी की तारीफ हो रही होगी पक्का ये गाना शायद किसी बात से रो रहे हैं आदमी क्या तो ये अगर आपको शब्द ना पता हो गाने वाले की गायकी से आपको मालूम पड़ जाएगा कि ये कहना क्या चाह रहा है ये रफी साहब की सबसे बड़ी.
During the event, Shahid Rafi, the son of the legendary playback singer Mohammad Rafi, announced plans to produce a biopic on his father's illustrious life.
It is going to be life story about Rafi sahab. गाने तो होंगे ही होंगे लेकिन उनकी लाइफ के बारे में बायोपिक बन रही है एंड वी हैव मेड अ कॉन्ट्रैक्ट विद उमेश शुक्ला डायरेक्टर ऑफ ओ माय गॉड 101 नॉट आउट उनके साथ मेरा अपना कॉन्ट्रैक्ट हो फुल फ्लेज्ड फीचर फिल्म.
This year, IFFI is celebrating the centenary of four iconic figures of Indian cinema, Raj Kapoor, Mohammad Rafi, Tapan Sinha and Akineni Nageswara Rao. Israel today launched airstrikes on buildings in the Lebanese capital Beirut and issued new evacuation warnings ahead of an expected vote on a ceasefire deal with Lebanon. While Israel hit central Beirut, it issued evacuation orders for 20 buildings in the southern suburbs of the city. However, it was not clear if there were any casualties. According to media reports, the Israeli cabinet will meet tonight to discuss a ceasefire deal with Lebanon at the Israel Defense Forces Kiryat headquarters in Tel Aviv. PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will be the top Indian players in action at the Syed Modi International 2024 Badminton Tournament, which began today in Lucknow. The Syed Modi India International 2024 is a BWF Super 300 event. All matches will be played at the badminton courts of the Babu Banarsi Das Indoor Stadium and the tournament will conclude on the 1st of next month. The Indian Badminton Challenge in the women's singles will be led by two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu, while Paris 2024 Olympic semi-finalist Lakshya Sen will be the top-ranked Indian men's player in the singles. Meanwhile, the Asian and the Commonwealth Games gold medalist duo of Satvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty has withdrawn from the tournament. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon citizens to imbibe ideals of the constitution into behavior and work towards achieving goal of a developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates nation's resolve that every terror organization that challenges India's security will be given a befitting reply. Nation pays homage to bravehearts of 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. New Delhi urges authorities in Bangladesh to ensure safety and security of Hindus and all minorities. Election Commission announces by-polls to six vacant Rajya Sabha seats on December 20th. And Syed Modi International 2024 Badminton Tournament begins in Lucknow. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.